USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is agreeing to modify the income threshold for $1,400 relief checks. Under the new framework, individuals who make under $80,000 and couples who make under $160,000 will qualify. Regarding the entire bill, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, tells Fox News the bill is too big.
It is a wildly out of proportion response to where the country is at the moment. The vaccines are going out, the economies are opening up.
A 15-year-old boy accused of shooting a classmate in Arkansas is being charged as an adult. Police say he targeted another 15-year-old at their junior high on Monday, opening fire in the hallway. The victim is in serious condition. The Dow losing 121 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Dolly Parton gets a dose of her own medicine.
Dolly Parton is getting a dose of her own medicine.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
A year ago in April, Dolly donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Efforts to combat COVID-19, which included Moderna's vaccine trial and clinical research. In the footnotes of the New England Journal of Medicine's announcement about Moderna's vaccine, it's credited to the Dolly Parton COVID-19 Research Fund. We're coming out of this coronavirus nightmare as long as we all stick to the plan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
National security officials are testifying before a joint Senate hearing regarding the January 6th Capitol attack. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, as the Biden administration is continuing to face a surge of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were.
From the U.S. Radio News, Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he would take the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine when it's his turn.
I will be getting it myself in a very public way to help show people that I have full confidence in it. I know our healthcare team has full confidence.
Meanwhile, 1,000 nursing students from the City University of New York are now going to help vaccinate New Yorkers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.